Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Inter Miami player ratings versus Orlando City. A comprehensive analysis of the Herons' performance in their latest defeat. When Inter Miami loses, it tends to get ugly. That's a fair way to describe Sunday night's performance against Orlando City. From the opening minute, quite literally, Miami were outclassed, and they ended up as lopsided losers. Without Lionel Messi, nursing a minor injury, Miami were thrashed, 4-1, at Orlando City, as the purple half of Florida ran riot from start to finish. It began with a Luis Muriel goal within the first 90 seconds. It finished with an 88th-minute goal from Marco Pasalic that went virtually unchallenged. Aside from a Yannick Bright stunner, everything in between was all Orlando, who put a beating on the helpless Herons. Muriel got two, Pasalic got one, and Martin Ojeda added one, two. Every other player on Orlando will be wondering how they didn't fight in the back of the net, too, considering how porously Miami defended. This was Inter Miami's fourth loss of the season. Three of those, including a thumping by Orlando City in May, have come by more than three goals. It's concerning for the team and manager Javier Mascherano, to say the least, particularly as this team attempts to prove it can play and win without Messi. That will be a challenge, though, and they failed on Sunday night, as their rivals scored a statement win in Orlando. BALLGM rates Inter Miami's players from Inter & Co. Stadium. When Inter Miami loses, it tends to get ugly. That's a fair way to describe Sunday night's performance against Orlando City. From the opening minute, quite literally, Miami were outclassed, and they ended up as lopsided losers. Without Lionel Messi, nursing a minor injury, Miami were thrashed, 4-1, at Orlando City, as the purple half of Florida ran riot from start to finish. It began with a Luis Muriel goal within the first 90 seconds. It finished with an 88th-minute goal from Marco Pasalic that went virtually unchallenged. Aside from a Yannick Bright stunner, everything in between was all Orlando, who put a beating on the helpless Herons. Muriel got two, Pasalic got one, and Martin Ojeda added one, two. Every other player on Orlando will be wondering how they didn't fight in the back of the net, too, considering how porously Miami defended. This was Inter Miami's fourth loss of the season. Three of those, including a thumping by Orlando City in May, have come by more than three goals. It's concerning for the team and manager Javier Mascherano, to say the least, particularly as this team attempts to prove it can play and win without Messi. That will be a challenge, though, and they failed on Sunday night, as their rivals scored a statement win in Orlando. BALLGM rates Inter Miami's players from Interu 0026 AMP, Co Stadium. Oscar Ustari, 3/10, did not have a good game, getting beat on the near post for Orlando's second goal and then totally missing an easy save on their third. Jordi Alba, 4/10, got absolutely roasted on Orlando's second goal as Muriel ran circles around him. The Colombian gave everyone nightmares all game, but no one got it worse than Alba. Maxi Falcon, 4/10, played with fire all through the first half, particularly on one sequence in which he was practically begging for a second yellow. Could have done better on Orlando's opener, too. Noah Allen, 6/10. Of the defenders, Allen was pretty clearly the best. Of course, in a relative sense, that doesn't mean much. Ian Frey, 5/10. Could have been a bit stronger on Nuri's first goal, and could have been a bit cleaner on the ball. Didn't really add much on the attacking end, either. Yannick Bright, 7/10, scored an absolutely stunning goal, volleying home an attempted headed clearance in the 8th minute. Was effective outside of that, too, as he was one of few Miami players who actually put in a good shift. Sergio Busquets, 6/10, great on the ball, but didn't do too much defensively off of it. Was a key outlet when Miami needed him, though. Rodrigo De Paul, 6/10, popped a few shots from range, but didn't get through with any of them. A decent shift for him in his MLS debut, even if it wasn't a game-changing one. Telosco Segovia, 6/10. Clean on the ball and had one look on goal. Definitely provided some danger before coming out in the 64th minute. Tadeo Allende, 5/10. Didn't do much of anything. Was surprising to see him stay on longer than Segovia. Luis Suarez, 6/10. Had one long-range chip that forced a heroic save out of Pedro Galles. Didn't get any other clean looks at goal as Orlando City's defense was never particularly challenged by him. Gonzalo Lujan, 6/10. Replaced Falcon, preventing him from getting sent off. That was his biggest contribution, though, as Miami were generally chasing the game after he entered. Fofa Pickwold, 7/10. Created one moment of danger late. Miami benefited from his pace, even if they couldn't get much out of it. Baltasar Rodriguez, N.A. Touched the ball just a few times, not much to go on. Benjamin Cremisci, 6/10. Provided energy and got on the ball, more than Rodriguez. Not much time to work, but a positive cameo. Federico Redondo, N.A. Came on with just a few minutes left, not much to do. Javier Mascherano, 6/10. Each goal essentially came from an individual mistake, so can you blame him there? Probably not, but it is fair to question whether he had the best individuals on the field, even without Messi.